T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here's the thing. Minnesota, in my mind, is more desperate to get up there. Minnesota has more ammunition to get up there. Mm-hmm. But the Giants are within striking range of getting up there. So what, in the end, is more valuable? The more desperate team with more ammunition, or the team that's at 6 to where the Patriots could go from 3 to 6 and still get the quarterback that they want if they're not leapfrogged at 4 or 5?
Adam Schefter with Rich Eisen, breaking it down. Yeah, New England may be where the action starts here. If they want a quarterback, they can, of course, get one. It'll be understood and, you know, boring, but maybe successful. If they're not excited about their options at quarterback or just in general, then you could really see some heavy action up there. Giants, Vikings, Raiders, I think, might be an option there too.
I wonder just how much teams, I mean, it obviously it's going to vary from team to team, but how much of a difference they see in what we view as the consensus, like those top three guys, right? You leave Williams out of this, and maybe even Daniels too. But, you know, for the sake of it, fine. Put everyone besides Williams in the box. How much of a difference do the Patriots see, for example, between Drake May and Michael Penix Jr., or even Bo Nix? And if it's negligible, you know, this is the same theory as the receiver conversation. Like, if you can get the other guy and you like him almost as much and get paid to do it, go do it. You know, somebody wants to come up there because they love Drake May, but you don't. Okay, you know, just get out of the way. Go down there, and if you're happy with Michael Penix Jr. or Bo Nix, I suppose. I prefer Penix Jr., but what the hell do I know? You know, move down and go dance there.
I think teams more often will just, you know, they'll take the player they want as long as it's not especially nuts. But there, anytime, like, there is risk there in that plan.
Sure there is.
And if they bust on the gamble, they're not getting any of the quarterbacks, you know, probably. If there's only two that they like they lose out on McCarthy this way, and maybe even Penix. Like, they have to be right. And the risk there, I think, means teams would sooner just take the guy that is considered a reach earlier and not risk it. I mean, I think Penix in the first round at all is crazy, let alone, like, 3. But, like, to your scenario, if that's who they want, then they can think they can get away with trading down, or they can just do it. Man, that would just be incredible, though, right? I mean, Nix or Penix?
At that early? Yeah. Are we talking at 3? I think that would be insane. Yeah. But I can't bet on everything, and I can't bet on where these guys are getting picked. in you know, here in Buffalo. Should I drive to Pennsylvania?
You have to go to West Virginia.
Oh, that's so far.
It's all the difference. I would go to Pennsylvania. I will not go to West Virginia.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah. I want to bet on Penix Jr. being drafted in the first round.
Well, the odds are that he will. Now, like, his over-under as of yesterday was 32.5, and the juice was toward the under. Okay. So, like, the odds are that he will be a first-round pick.
Well, then that's not my kind of bet.
No, it is definitely not your kind of bet, or mine. That's right. Here is Dan with us. Hi, Dan.
Hey, guys. Kind of want to change my topic here and just maybe say something about Miami or the division. You know, in a draft like this, I don't see a reason to really go up because we're not trying to push through. We don't need that one player to go up and get us over the top. We just need a bunch of solid dudes. So, you know, I say just move back. And then, you know, there's nobody, you know, in this division right now that I think just if we maintain our status quo and get a few guys, this team is going to either win the division or at least be a wild card. And then for Miami, why wouldn't they possibly take a quarterback and take Penix or Bo Nix, since that's kind of what they're going to do with the Shanahan system instead of paying all that money to Tua, which we know what he is. Thank you.
Thank you. I do not expect Miami to pick a quarterback.
No, me either. I expect them to pay Tua and probably live to regret it. But it's a tough spot. It's probably what I would do, too, if I were them. Even though I know I might regret this, but okay. I mean, he's pretty good, so we got to pay him. I think the entire narrative about just get some dudes does such a disservice to how excellent Stephon Diggs was for this team, recognizing that he fell off a cliff here late in the year and did not produce in their most important playoff games. He was elite at receiver almost the entirety of his 4 years in Buffalo. And to say, like, I can just replace him with a bunch of dudes, I don't know. You might be right. Maybe that'll work. Green Bay does exist. They have kind of a bunch of dudes. And Kansas City does not have a number one receiver. So there are examples of it working. I mean, it's hard to work better than winning back-to-back Super Bowls if you're the Chiefs. But, man, this offense has hummed with a difference maker at number one receiver for 4 years. And I'm not ready to assume that the league has changed so much that I just don't need that and I can just get by with a bunch of dudes.
I think that's totally fair. I echo the sentiment about Diggs, but I do think if the wording is wrong, the sentiment is reasonable that there is talent. Green Bay has a lot of young receivers. They have only young receivers, but they're good. Like these are guys that were not picked. Well, Christian Watson was picked, what, early second? Jaden Reed, Dobbs, these are not – none of these is a first-round pick, the two tight ends. All young, and you have – Watson, the highest pick of them all, didn't even play. Like, he didn't even hold up physically either year, but they were very successful. That's a team, you know, you'd like to be right now. So that is a workable comparison for me. That's kind of like the idea in my mind. You're not drafting from scratch here like the Packers kind of were as of 2 years ago, but Samuel, Shakir, Kincaid, you like two more from this draft, at least one more from this draft is coming. You know, I'm working my way in that direction, and that's not trading up. So you're At the same time, I think you're not getting somebody. Whoever you get is not likely to be as good as Diggs was, ever. Maybe, but not likely.
Right.
But you can be that. The Packers are a good team to try to emulate.
The thing about choosing to do that, though, that I think matters is where they were when they embarked on that. Like, they were starting over, and they didn't really know what their quarterback was. And he's going to get on the field, and we're going to see if this works. And, like, it worked. It smashed. Like, the receivers are talented enough, and the quarterback they hit on. But as a model, they were in a very different place than the Bills are with Josh Allen at quarterback. And so, I respect what they've done. And the risk, I guess, they took in not heavily investing in top-shelf guys, I think it's just different when you've got this quarterback. Like, you're not failing. You're not failing anyone if you know, you got to get guys for Jordan Love, but you don't know if he's that guy yet. And I think that changes the equation.
That's an interesting one to explore. Like, they had Rodgers when they did most of this, you know, and they traded Adams. They had Rodgers when they traded Adams. But, yeah, I don't know. I guess I want to know more about, like, have their timeline better down than I do. But it is a team that looks pretty good without having gone super elite.
No argument.
At receiver. Brian is next. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. As far as draft approach, I mean, I have to point the finger at Bean, and this is the reason why this team has plateaued offensively, and that's the reason why I think they can't get over the hump in the playoffs, is he added Diggs in 2020, and then he stopped. And there's been no elite player added since that point, and we all know the draft scenario with Bean, that the highest pick he took was the fourth rounder and Gabe Davis. And so I don't think you can just get this all in one swing. I think years of neglect on offense. I mean, they started to write that with Kincaid last year, but I do not want to just try and jump the gun and go all the way up to the top and blow all those picks just to try and get it all back. And, you know, with the hole of Diggs in your head, I think you got to build this offense back piece by piece, and you got to start building some speed into the receiving group, some size into the receiving group. And when I went to both games in Detroit, when was that, last year or the year before? I mean, you looked at our receiving core with Diggs and Davis, and then it was just small. I mean, across the road, there's nobody imposing physically in that wide receiver room. And now we're even more barren than we were before. To me, take the best receiver at 28, be patient. They're going to go in front of you. You got to stay patient. I would take a receiver there, and then the best offensive weapon at 60. And if Trey Benson's there, you can pair him with Cook, and you form a better backfield, or you double dip and take receiver. But you got to build this offensive back piece by piece. Allen is not Mahomes. We are not the Chiefs. You're going to need more firepower to beat them. I think it's clear, and I think it's the biggest reason why we lost the Bengals game, is we were punchless against that defense, absolutely punchless. So that would be my take. Don't blow it all in one shot.
Okay. Thanks, Brian. Would be the idea of the big move up. We've talked about, we've analyzed like how that can happen. And to my mind, like what happened, this is maybe too easy. The year they picked Allen was to trade Cordy Glenn. They used a player to get up some of the way. And then at the draft the night of, in the moment, to get the rest of the way. Like Sal pointed out, I'm sorry, this is not exactly on some of Brian's points, but like I'm thinking about Odunze, you know? Sal pointed out how Brandon Bean said, will they even take my call? You know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think how it works is if you are going to shoot your shot at a trade like that, if I'm Chicago, you're going to need to make the offer. I'm not going to waste my time trying to come up with an offer. Like you have to be, you have to just take your chances with what you're willing to give up. And that kind of, because it's such a big move, that kind of offer can be one where Chicago might be like, oh my God, okay.
right.
Or it could just be like, yeah, no, we're fine. You know, this kind of thing happens all the time. So it's not like you're going to get the Bears to indulge you with, oh, let me know what you want.
Yeah, no, you're gonna have to write it down for them.
You're going to have to write it down.
You're going to have to tell them. And to my mind, I want to say I would be very surprised, if not shocked, if the Bears don't already know what the Bills would be willing to pay. Like, I think that is something you set up, because you don't know how it's going to go, right? So you don't want to be surprised if your guy, you want to know if they're going to be actually open to talking to you, right? So like if this or this happens and you're sitting there at 9 and I want a Dunze, like can I call you? And if they tell you no, then that's off the table. Then you'll go call somebody else. But if they, okay, well, tell me what you're willing to pay, and I'm going to go to auction here. You know, if there are four teams that want Rome Odunze because he fell to 9, which is barely a fall, really, but if he's there, I'm open for business. Who wants to pay the most? And I mean, that can get scary. Because, once you're committed to a 1-4 and a 1-2 or whatever it's going to take to get to 9, like, and they go, well, we also want this. Like, Well, God, I'm so close, right? I can't, but I cannot burn this one more thing. I would really struggle with that. I hope Brandon Bean won't.
I do think the framework for these kinds of trades are already sort of established by the draft value chart. You know, you're not going to blow anybody's mind unless you're like a team like the Bills or somebody that just like will go way above that. You're not going to get anywhere going below it. You've got to at least get to the to the watermark. So
the threshold,
yeah. And I think specifically, by the way, is my opinion on the Bears. I don't like it for the Bears because they're adding Caleb Williams. A receiver there is just incredibly fun and interesting. They could use an edge rusher too. I don't know if they're going to get what they want trading to 28. You know, that's what I mean by like the if the Bills were halfway up, then the teams that want offensive tackle can be fine moving to the middle. Edge rusher, I think, can feel good moving to the middle. Guard moving to the middle. But at the bottom, it doesn't. It's more like cornerbacks at the bottom of the first round. A very different deal, which might make Bean's job harder if he is really focused on moving up. Mike Schoeb and the Bulldog, Chris Trapasso, coming up in 15 minutes here on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.